From the banks of the Avon, welcome to BlockGP Branded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Rick shares insights on life, living, and how to try and keep things in balance. His insights come from his years as a psychotherapist and his many, many life experiences.
So can I pause you there for 1 second? No. Can I pause you, Rebecca? Okay, so if I'm sharing how to keep everything in balance, you know, the last few weeks we've been late and late and late on the podcast, so I don't know, maybe we can change it from keeping things in balance to keeping it so that we're learning to adapt with the ever-changing ridiculousness of the world. What do you think? Can we maybe try that? Or what do you think?
Yes, we can try that.
All right, so continue on, madame, with your introduction. I was just hearing the balance, and I'm thinking we're late again. That doesn't sound like balance, but we can do something with it, perhaps.
Okay, so learning to adapt.
Adapt, okay, I like it.
Adapt to the ever-changing ridiculousness of life.
From the banks of the Avon.
From the banks of the Avon.
Yeah. Any other beautiful things we want to add?
I don't think so. I think it's time for you.
On this April 4th.
Yes. Ever late day.
Ever late day. I love it.
Okay, take it away, Rick.
All right. Well, Rebecca, thank you. Thank you very much for doing what you do. And folks, I got to tell you, I am surrounded by microphones today because I'm pretty sure we have a kitten who wants to be in the studio so bad this morning that Pumpkin is in here and on and in and around everything. And then I think my mom has been here, doing the voodoo magic that the ghosts that have gone before us do with electricity, because we have gone through several microphones today trying to get microphones that are not cutting out. The only microphone that has worked consistently this morning is mine. Rebecca's has been staticky. We've had some that are literally like they're depowering, and so they listen and then they cut out and then they back in and back out. And so hey mom, we know that you're here, we know that you've been part of our life and that you love practical jokes. And thanks for showing up and making our day today very interesting. So we started earlier today to do a podcast, and then we weren't getting anywhere. And then I had some people I had to sit down with, and so we did that. And now we're back to podcast. So let's see how this goes. And so what are we going to talk about today? What do you think? You know what I think we're going to do? We're gonna start with Led Zeppelin. And we're going to start with Stairway to Heaven. And we're going to see what we can do with this beautiful, beautiful beginning to this song. Stairway to Heaven, very much, is about all kinds of other things. And the most important thing is understanding that the world is always evolving, and we need to learn to adapt. We need to learn to take our steps towards ultimately where we're all going to go, which is the ends of our lives, the last breath that we have. And hopefully we're going to take things a little bit less seriously, and we're going to learn that adaptation and things are never going to quite go the way that we think they're going to. What are we all here for? What are we all here for? There's the words, folks, that I want it. She's buying her stairway to heaven. She's buying her path to her future. And I see it all the time, and I we're going to, just so that you know where we're going to end, we're going to end with Que Sera Sera, Doris Day, very old song. The reason why we're going to end there is because that's where we should be beginning the rest of the day. Que Sera Sera, whatever will be, will be. We live in this world, and I see it all the time in families, and I see it all the time in couples and in individuals, where they look around and they go, but where you're going is not good. This isn't going to map out good for you. This isn't going to work out good. I know a better way. I know a better destiny. I know a better pathway. And you very well may know a better pathway, but that does not guarantee in any stretch of the imagination that it's actually going to be. What we know for sure is that what we're going to do is we're going to try the best we can to map out what we are able to and to map it out the best way that we know how. That's what we know for sure. And so I'm going to use, you know, Rebecca and scuba diving as an example. So Rebecca went scuba diving, even though she couldn't swim very good, a number of years ago by freak coincidence in a quarry in Quebec. And so then it came about, okay, so would you like to go scuba diving in the Caribbean? Would you like to go see real fish, real corals, real beautiful things under the water? Yes. All right. So then that begins a journey for her, not for me. Think about that. My investment in the journey is inspiration and question. My investment in the journey cannot and should not be showing up to the pool to learn how to swim, nor should it be to show up on this coming Sunday with the folks from Cross Current. And, you know, I believe you're going with a couple other people, right?
Yes, I am.
And so when you show up, who is showing up first and foremost?
Me.
Exactly. And so when you say me, what do you mean by that?
It's me that's going to be doing the swimming. It's me that's going to be my own cheerleader.
And you are the one who's going to be getting water in your face.
Yes.
Which that's been a huge a thing to overcome in the swimming, mm-hmm. is water in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so think about that, folks. So you got water in your face, and then part of learning how to scuba dive is you have to learn how to take your mask off underwater, 20, 30 feet of water, and put your mask back on and clear it. And so, you know, you just use the air from the regulator, right? Like you know, you breathe out through your nose and you force the water out, but you just breathe. And I remember back 30 years ago, somebody asking me about how to do that. And I'm like, well, you just breathe. Like it was so straightforward to me. And yet to them, it was this complicated answer, this complicated question. And the reality is that again, where we're coming from, sometimes to us is really simple. Sometimes to the people around us asking questions is really complicated. And so when you look at what it is that you want to see and do, who is your inspiration, Rebecca?
I am.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
It has to be me that I got to make the calls. I got to get things organized. I got to be on the ball. I can't let somebody else do it.
And on top of that, you also have to be the one, right, who, you know, and so Stairway to Heaven, you know, the purchasing your way to the Stairway to Heaven. It's not about purchasing your way in dollars and cents. It's about purchasing your way to life through our life that ultimately leads us to the Stairway to Heaven by actually doing,
mm-hmm.
by actually getting out of our way and doing. And I have seen so many people who, you know, I had somebody the other day, well, the person doesn't have a job and they're not working hard enough at getting a job. They're going for these huge walks. And I said, well, what's the direct pressure? What's the direct problem with this person going for a walk? Well, they have to. Apparently they don't think they do. Well, but they do. They have to get out of their way. They have to go learn. Okay, well, apparently they don't think they have to. But they have to. And this is where these questions come in and these problems come in. You know, it's about agendas. It is truly about an agenda. And again, we live in this turned upside down world where we have these agendas where we just go, you know what? My agenda is your agenda. I need this to work out a very specific way. Well, it's not going to. Where we're going to find peace and where we're going to find happiness within interpersonal relationships is, you know, and I'm going to use Rebecca as a great example here again, where Rebecca needs to step back and Rebecca needs to go, all right, I need to step up. I need to be part of the equation here and I need to be the solution. Right. And so if you want to do things, if you want to actually go out there, that's up to her. And so it's funny because I will sit here, and so we take the whole idea about scuba diving. We went last Friday, Good Friday, and we went down, and Rebecca, picked up a bunch of her equipment. Because one of the things that's nice about scuba diving is if you own your own equipment, you learn on that equipment. So your highest time of being uncomfortable is with consistently the exact same equipment that fits and feels the exact same way. So therefore, you can learn and be comfortable. So that once you get enough skill and enough ability, if you have to get new equipment, your equipment, you're just exchanging it, but you're so comfortable diving that you're not learning to dive and your equipment comfort at the same time. And so one of the things that, again, we did. So the case or whatever will be was, well, yeah, if you want to do this, this is my recommendation. But again, this is up to you. And so what do you want to do? Do you want to rent the equipment? Do you want to buy the equipment? Do you think you're going to do this a lot? Do you think you're rarely going to do this? What is your intention? And again, whatever is going to be is going to be. I can't overinvest. And this is, again, what people do is they invest more in other people's outcome than they do. And so all I was, hey, this is what we're going to do. And so, Rebecca, how much time have you put into since Christmas to learn how to dive in your PADI course, to researching equipment, to researching all this stuff, right? So the BCD, as an example, how much time have you put into, you know, learning to swim and thinking about it and practicing stuff in your head? Like, has it been, you know, like a little tiny bit, or has it been a fair bit of time?
It's been a fair bit of time.
And you know what? Did anybody, or has anybody ever said, hey, are you going to go swimming again? Are you going to do this? Has anybody had to get on your arse?
No.
Why?
Because it's something that I want to do. And I got to take the lead on this one if I want it.
And folks, that's life. You know, so when I look around and I see people who, they're losing their mind because, you know, their 27-year-old child isn't working or is not working to their full potential. The reality is, whoever is working to their full potential, well, they need to get on a pathway. Yep, they do. And as much as we want to harp, the only thing that is going to truly inspire somebody to move is them. The number of people who go to school and get an education, because people say, well, you have to get an education, you can't do anything without it. And then when they're done with the education, they don't do a damn thing with it. Right? Like it's just absolutely silly. But well, you're going to go out in there and get it. The investment is higher than the person. Well, I have to. Okay, then that means you just acknowledge that you have to drive yourself crazy, because that is ultimately what we're talking about. So people all the time walk in here, and they walk in here with anxiety and burden because they take on a role that is higher and more significant than what they should. people talking to me about canoeing and wanting to make sure that you know, the people around them are learning and having a great time. And when they were telling me the story, I said, well, one of the problems with that was that everyone had different agendas. The person who was at the front of the canoe was trying to teach the person at the back of the canoe. Well, the person steering at the back of the canoe wasn't learning and didn't want to learn because they wanted to do it their way. Well, then how are you going? There's no team in that two-person canoeing. And so this is one of these things, folks, where honestly, we invest more so often in people around us trying to ensure they have a good time, trying to ensure they learn, trying to ensure they grow, trying to ensure that their future is the future we want. But why? What are you thinking there, Rebecca?
That there's been so many times where I wanted somebody to do something and they didn't. Because, like, I thought that they'd enjoy what I thought that they would feel what I felt and enjoy it. And then they just didn't. It wasn't part of their agenda. And I can't make it be part of their agenda.
And how much energy and time did you waste in relationships doing that?
Way too much.
Oh, my God, yeah. And you know what? I had a guy contact me here, and he was a little out of sorts. And so we chatted away. And he's now divorced. He's now divorced from that ex who apparently continues to meddle in his life. And one of the things that always stuck out for me, and I always kind of shook my head about, was in all the couples counseling sessions that we had, one of the things that person would continuously say is, but I know better than him. I know better how he would feel in this clothing. If he put this shirt on, he would feel better. If he wore this, he would feel better. If he did this, he would feel better. If he did that, he would feel better. All the while ignoring every single time that was said, she would go no. Or he would go no. I don't want to wear that. I'm not happy being that. And so then this whole idea of Doris Day and que sera, sera. Unfortunately, folks, this is something that we really struggle with, and we struggle with it all the time in having that idea of que sera, sera, whatever will be, but that old beautiful song by Doris Day, que sera, sera, it would do us all a world of good to take a deep breath and go, here's a direction. Now let's see what you do with it. So again, just an idea. Throw it out there, folks. Hey again, it's Rick Sherwood here from Black Sheep Rebranded. And again, thank you very much for tuning into this April 4th podcast. Again, our apologies for it coming out late. The technological wonders of this world never cease to amaze me. Anyhow, folks, have yourselves a fantastic rest of your Thursday. We look forward to the roundtable tomorrow. And I don't know, what are we going to be talking about next week? Who knows? But I know the week after that, we're going to be having a very lengthy two-part discussion on respect and the whole word respect and what it means. And so I'm really looking forward to having that because we're going to have somebody come in and they're going to bring in their cultural sensitivity and ideas around the word respect. And we're going to be challenging some of those. So again, I very much look forward to that. And in the meantime, y'all be good. And again, thanks very much for tuning in. We'll chat soon.